An estimated $35 million is at stake. The case will also likely affect other companies in the future. In 1994, the Wisconsin Supreme Court said companies can't get their insurance companies to pay for government-ordered environmental cleanups. Some say that puts Wisconsin firms at a disadvantage. And the attorney for Johnson Controls, Inc., Matt Flynn, says it's not what a proverbial average business owner would expect from an insurance policy.
If you were to say to him, well, if the government sues you, all bets are off, I think he'd say, now, wait a minute, this is a known and unknown hazards policy. I didn't bargain for an exclusion that if the government is a plaintiff, all bets are off.
But the insurance company, Employers Insurance of Wausau, says the Supreme Court can't reverse its earlier decision without some new evidence or a sign things have changed. The insurance firm's lawyer, Scott Ryskowski, says the court has found on three different occasions that insurance policies like this unambiguously don't cover government-ordered cleanups.
And now the court decides to come back and say, we were wrong, that which we have said is plain and unambiguous really was not. That is going to do tremendous damage to the court's integrity.
Ryskowski also thinks the welfare of Wisconsin insurance companies is as much the court's concern as the welfare of other Wisconsin businesses. Each attorney claims the law will be more confusing if his side loses. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.